You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We'll kick off our trending report with Taylor Swift. Her new record comes out tomorrow called The Tortured Poets Department. And she'll release a music video tomorrow night. So exciting. But here's the thing. American University, they've had some funky courses in the past. They're now going to have an economics class that is built around Taylor Swift. Now, they're not the first university to do classes on Taylor Swift, but most of those, as the student who proposed this idea said, most of those are like sociology classes and things of that nature. He says, why don't we use Taylor Swift to study economics? Think about her business footprint that she's put down. Talk about the money that she has generated from things like her concert tour and more. They included her influence on Ticketmaster and more. So they're calling this course Swiftonomics.
Her influence on essentially anything. You know, if she wears a certain pair of pants, they're gone within hours.
True.
They were worried that
Absolutely
she was going
to
influence the presidential election even. So.
Yeah, so anyway, shouldn't be surprised by this. But you know what? And she went from practically nothing to $1 billion pretty rapidly. So there could be something to this Swiftonomics.
Neat.
And it doesn't mean we all have to go out and become pop stars. But I mean, maybe we can learn from the way that she has.
Wow, thanks for shattering my dreams.
You could still be a pop star. Possibly. Possibly.
Jeez.
I'm sure she's on Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People list. I didn't scan through the whole thing, but they put this out every year. You know, this might be worth an interesting chat at some other point on our show about what constitutes somebody being influential. Like, do they actually influence your decisions or your purchases or your lifestyle or what? There's an interesting, it's an interesting collection of names, including people like Michael J. Fox, who is just, my God, is he an inspirational story these days.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting cat. Singer Dua Lipa, I know you love her.
She's
on there. Businessman Mark Cuban is on there. What is he up to? Is he still doing that Shark Tank show, or is
I heard that he was going to be leaving that, I think.
That's what I thought I heard,
he's
too.
He's just counting his money.
Kelly Ripa is on there. She's one of the most influential people. I don't know. Do people watch that show still? I guess.
I think so. Speaking of Mark Cuban, I saw a story, I think it was just a couple days ago, about how much he had to pay in taxes. And it was something like $240 million in taxes or something crazy. So if you have to write a check this year, I mean, think of Mark Cuban. Dang.
What was his income? Do we know?
I don't know. I mean, he owns the Mavericks and a buttload of other things. So,
yeah. So if he
he's a billionaire.
If he made a couple of billion dollars, then.
But yeah, writing that check.
Oh, it's probably mostly investment stuff too, because he is a billionaire and the market went up like crazy. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Who else is on here? Patrick Mahomes is on the list. Maya Rudolph is on there, and under the pioneers category, they put America Ferrera. I like her. She's fun. And she, by the way, turns 40 today. So America Ferrera is officially 40 years old. Interesting story coming out of Verona, Italy, which caught my eye because I went to school for a couple of years in Verona, Italy. That's where I went to third and fourth grade. And there's a restaurant there now that is going viral for something they're doing. They're tired of people coming into their restaurant, pulling out their phones and sitting there at the table, gabbing on their phone. Or watching videos, or scrolling, or whatever. So they've said, look, if you come in to have dinner with us, we would really like for you to be present with your companions, all right? Pay attention, look at their faces, talk to them. So if you come in, you can put your phone in a box. They'll lock it with a key. Then they hand you the key. So no one's going to take your phone. And you can go and sit down and enjoy a meal. And in exchange for all of this, they will give you a free bottle of wine.
Hey, not a bad trade-off.
Dude, I'm in.
Yeah.
I know that there will be people who just bring in a bogus phone and hand it over to get their free bottle of wine, and then in their lap, they'll be looking at their actual phone. There will always be jerk stores like that.
That's a cute little thing to do, though.
I think it's kind of neat, and they said that their customers have really taken to it. So maybe that's all we got to do to get people to be present with their dinner companions is just to bribe them with
something.
It's
a great way to get rid of old, cheap wine as well.
Cheap. Yeah, they might just get a bunch of $6 bottles, but I don't know.
Pieces have been here forever, huh?
Yeah, maybe just some breadsticks or something like that.
Yeah, now I'm in.
Anything else that I need to report on? Rockies lost again, ho-hum. The Avalanche have their final regular season game tonight at Ball Arena, and a very happy Mix 100 listener will be there in the Mix 100 suite. What else is trending?
Well, I do need to tell you that trending is brought to you by Efficient Comfort. Knock out seasonal allergies with a whole home air purifier with any furnace or air conditioner replacement during this month right here. Book today, efficientcomfortco.com. So, speaking of sports, I was at the Nuggets game just a couple weeks ago, and they do the thing on the Jumbotron where they're like showing a bunch of people, and then they threw Nick Lachey up on the Jumbotron from 98 degrees.
What was he doing there?
It's exactly what I said to my friend. I was like, what the hell is he doing here? This is completely random.
And the fact that you recognized him, too.
Well, yeah. Well, and then they announced Nick Lachey from 98 degrees. And everyone's like, ah! And all the women were like, ooh! And I was like, huh? Well, I know why. Because Love is Blind, the next season, is currently being filmed right here in Denver, Colorado. And Nick Lachey and his wife are the hosts of that show. So if you're seeing a bunch of camera crews around the city, they're filming. They're filming right now. And I know my wife is going to be giddy about this. My wife is a highly intelligent woman, but this is some trash TV that she was just sucked into this last season. And then she'd like see certain things on the show that she thought was great, and she'd make me watch them. And I got sucked in a little bit, too. So I'm kind of a fan of this Love is Blind show. It's huge on Netflix. They've been all sorts of places. They were at My Neighbor Felix, which is just down the street from us here in Lone Tree. They were at the Odell Brewing by Sloan's Lake. They were at some yoga class in Cherry Creek. They were in the University Park neighborhood filming at some giant mansion. They were at Linger, which is that former mortuary that was turned into the restaurant. So they're all over the place, which is kind of exciting, I guess, because you can watch the show and be like, I know that place. I know that place. The story here says that the that program has garnered over 700 million hours of viewing since it first debuted. So they'll hit a billion hours for sure.
And my wife and my stepdaughter, I don't know what it is about
that
show. It's
addictive.
It's
just garbage. Yeah. It's garbage, but hey, guess what? They're filming here in Denver, so that's
kind of
neat.
Although I got to say, personally, I kind of wish that Nick Lachey was still with Jessica Simpson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember that reality show that they had?
That was cute. That was really cute. So anyway, this is kind of exciting. Big TV show here in Colorado. This video was everywhere yesterday. My God, people were sharing it like crazy. TMZ exploded with it. It's this woman in Brazil facing serious charges after she wheeled her very dead uncle into a bank in a wheelchair, like Weekend at Bernie's style, and tried to take out a $3,400 loan. And the bank teller was like watching all this, and she's like, something's not right with this guy. His skin tone is a little off, and he's oddly quiet. And not to mention, if you watch the video, the woman's like holding this poor guy's head up the entire time, and if she lets go just a little bit, obviously he's dead, and back it goes. And she's holding a pen in his hand and trying to get him to sign things. It is creepy AF, Dom.
This is the second story in like 2 weeks about somebody taking a dead body to a bank. Remember the it was just like 2 weeks ago, the two women who took the dead guy through the drive-thru at the bank.
Yes, this is a thing now. But, I mean, it was like right there, wheeled him in, sitting at a table, trying to get him to sign paperwork. And he is D-E-A-D dead.
That's fantastic.
They're saying this woman can face charges for fraud, embezzlement, abuse of a corpse, and three counts of, ooh, gross. Because the video is nasty. Anyway, if you want to see it, it's on our Facebook page. It's blurred out a little bit. They blurred out the guy's face, but my God, it was like everywhere yesterday. So nasty. More videos everywhere yesterday. Did you see all the stuff coming out of Dubai? The rainfall there is just insane right now. They received more rain than they do the entire year, about 6 inches in 24 hours. The annual rain out there is 3 inches a year. They're saying this could be backfiring of cloud seeding. I guess Dubai is getting really into cloud seeding, and they may have gone just a little too far. And it won't stop raining now. And all this water is pouring into hotels. The infrastructure is not made for any of this water, basically. And the water is going up over cars. It's coming through, you know, house roofs and everything. It's
you know what might have happened?
Nutty.
Ever been cooking a new recipe and it calls for teaspoons and you put in tablespoons?
You mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, like, oh, no, I put in tablespoons into teaspoons. That's probably when they were doing the cloud seeding. Somebody did tablespoons instead of teaspoons.
Well, I'm watching all these videos. And
the next thing you know, we're building an ark.
Yeah, these giant, beautiful buildings out in Dubai that are built on the sand, essentially. Now, granted, yes, they go way down and hit bedrock and stuff. But I'm like, all this water in a desert? I'd start worrying about all these high-rises if the foundations are getting a little squishy, you know? I'd really start worrying about it. But anyway, look it up on YouTube, some crazy videos. Okay, so Red Lobster fans are freaking out because I guess Red Lobster is having financial troubles and fans are completely losing their cool over the mere
Cheddar
thought.
Cheddar Bay biscuits!
The mere thought of the Cheddar Bay biscuit leaving us forever. So it sounds like they're going to file Chapter 11, which doesn't mean that they're going to close down, but they restructure a bunch of stuff. And when this happens, restaurants close and people lose their jobs. So they're saying this might be the end of Red Lobster. And you know what one of the big reasons was?
What?
The all-you-can-eat promotions that Red Lobster is constantly doing.
They but I say thought they learned their lesson from that.
They say the last one with the unlimited endless shrimp deal cost the company $11 million in just one quarter alone. They lost because people flock there because it's like cheap eating and you can get a bunch of it. And they're just sucking Red Lobster dry.
So is it that they just never recovered? Because I think heads rolled over that too, right? Didn't they lose like their CEO or somebody?
Could have been. And now look what's going on. So thoughts and prayers for the Cheddar Bay biscuits. I think you can buy a box in the store, though, where you can recreate them at home.
Yeah, and online there you can find like the knockoff, the imitation.
Yep.
Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuit.
But still, like having no Red Lobsters around is kind of sad. Like growing up, that was like fancy night out. Like
okay, but when's the last time you went to one?
Never. Okay. And I shall withhold my comments. Why? But growing
well,
up...
Well, I know. But see, so you're part of the reason why they're closing their doors.
Well...
Wait a minute. Let me correction. They may. Don't freak out. They may be fine, but we don't know.
But that was the place, man. If something fancy was going on or if my grandpa wanted to go out, it was like Red Lobster was where we would go. Classy. Real quick, one final thing. A list of the weirdest things left in Ubers came out. I'll give you a few of them. A tray of meat pie somebody left behind, a candle that says "See you in court," a burrito steamer. They make burrito steamers?
Gotta get one.
I didn't know about the burrito steamers. A fart sensor, which could also double as a burrito steamer, I think.
Hey.
Some championship belt for WWE. A fake butt. Somebody left a fake butt behind. Anyway, I put the whole list on our Facebook. It's kind of fun to thumb through.
Clickbait.
Make your way to that Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. And a video of a flying cat has racked up nearly 60 million views on TikTok this week. So let's give them some more. It's a woman in Chicago who posted it after her cat was spooked and jumped across the entire room.
It's wild.
Watch it a few times because this cat gets some mad air. It's crazy. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.